All right. We have Dave on the line? All right, we're going to go right to Dave. Dave Boyer is here. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Fred. How are you?
We're doing just fine.
How about that lunch, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Southwestern chicken salad sounds pretty yummy.
Not as if you got any.
Yeah, really. Yeah, where were you? You're like in a van outside the White House?
No, I felt like, you know, I'm dating myself here, but I felt like Artie Johnson in the old Laugh-In show where he's always peering through the bushes.
Yeah.
You know, I was behind some shrubbery outside the White House because that was the only place where we had a sort of a view of the side entrance to the West Wing where Mitt Romney's dark SUV pulled up and deposited him.
So when he walked in and you heard it was chicken salad, you say, very interesting.
Exactly. That was my role.
All right. So what do they do then? They have this private lunch. And they issue just a very small statement about, well, the president had a meeting, a very cordial meeting with Mitt Romney, and thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness it's not, we don't do it like they do it with the Queen of England, where, you know, you have to wait for her to speak first. So I'm not sure if anything would have been said at this luncheon,
yeah.
But... the White House issued afterwards. Neither the president nor Mitt Romney came out to the reporters afterwards and said anything about this lunch. It lasted, you know, barely an hour. And sometime later in the afternoon, the White House put out a very brief description of their meeting and said that, you know, Governor Romney had congratulated the president on his victory. And, you know, they... The phrase that got me was they pledged to stay in touch, particularly if opportunities to work together on shared interests arise in the future.
Right.
To me, that sounds kind of like, don't call me, I'll call you.
You know, how awkward could that meeting have been today? Because I would think that after the first 30 or 40 seconds, you got nothing to talk about.
Absolutely not, unless it's just a chance for Obama to gloat a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder, you know, if they, you know, you can just imagine, you know, the president saying, so, how about that 47% video? You know, I don't know what in the world.
But you know, Dave, you know, the press to a large degree has kind of anointed this gathering after the election where the loser and the winner get together for what is essentially a photo op with napkins, and make it sound like there's some kind of reconciliation here. Now, nothing could be further from the truth, right? I mean, it's a joke.
I don't think there was there is no evidence of a reconciliation here. And you know, you say photo op. We haven't even seen a photo of the two of them together. Now, the White House, Jay Carney, the press secretary, said he thought they were going to release an official White House photo sometime later today.
Who cares? You know, wouldn't you love to see the photo of Romney with his arm around Obama's neck, giving him a noogie like they accused him of doing?
Yeah. And Obama likes it.
I think the Secret Service might have stepped in about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of the Secret Service, I saw him going up New York Avenue this morning with the Vice President of the United States, headed for the brand new Costco store.
I hope you didn't get stuck in motorcade traffic.
No, actually, I didn't. But I was very fortunate. I understand that it was a mess at one point, but nonetheless. Why? Why would Biden show up at the grand opening of a Costco?
Well, one good reason is the political payback. You know, CEO of the founder of Costco, Mr. Senegal, Jim Senegal, is a very big supporter of the Obama campaign, and had hosted a fundraiser at his Seattle mansion back in July for the president, where he I think he raised about $1.4 million. And and then you remember back in July also when the president was campaigning in Virginia and he made that blunderous comment about you didn't build that. Talking about small business owners. Well, you know, very shortly after that, the Obama campaign came out with an email you know, defending the president's remarks, and Jim Senegal was quoted in this email from the campaign saying, you know, he understands that small businesses grow and prosper because of individual initiative, and it was really, trying to refute Mitt Romney's attack on Barack Obama at the time. So they've been having a pretty cozy relationship, and you know, this looks like part of that.
Okay, and he also spoke at the Democratic National Convention, because I remember watching that night. Yeah,
but the whole thing with Biden is interesting, because unless I'm wrong, this is his first major appearance after the election. Is this what he has to look forward to for the next 4 years? I mean, he'll be opening shopping malls in Topeka and saying, "Hey, I'm the Vice President of the United States.
Secretary,
how about a TV?"
Shopping, huh?
Yeah.
He did his, from the description from the pool reporter who traveled with him today, he went all over the store. I mean, he went through frozen foods. He was everywhere. He stopped at the watch counter, and he was looking at a $1,200 watch. I'm wondering if it was, I shouldn't say it out loud, but it's probably no secret to his family. I'm wondering if he was thinking about it for his son-in-law, who's a doctor in Philadelphia, because he called his daughter in the middle of the store to get some guidance about the why. And he did buy a watch. It wasn't a $1,200 variety. But,
right. It said it was a $1,200 Rolodex. It wasn't a Rolex.
Rolodex watch?
That's what he called it, right?
Perfect.
He bought a flat screen TV, a 32-inch flat screen TV, and he bought some children's books that he intends to donate to a charity that he and his wife, Jill Biden, have
started. After he reads
Delaware.
Them himself.
After he reads them,
stuff like Curious George Goes to Afghanistan, things like that.
And he said, you know, somebody asked him if he wanted to shop for tires. You know, they sell tires, car auto tires.
He probably wanted a set of white walls.
His response was, "No, I don't drive. I don't need tires."
That's hysterical. So he bought an apple pie.
Yeah.
And then what else was
he
on
bought,
that
He bought
list?
A Panasonic TV. Yeah. He bought books. And you say he bought a watch, right?
He did buy a watch, and I'm trying to remember. I just wrote about this morning. Gosh, my memory
funny,
is failing.
Funny how it goes right out of your head. I mean, key stories like this.
Anyway, all right. So he did his. I guess this was a payback, as you said. And the president didn't have to go himself. Joe Biden goes, and then Biden actually is leaving for Mexico. I think he's going down for the inauguration of the new president this weekend.
That's right. I think you're right.
That's what the watch was for.
The president-elect of Mexico was just here, obviously, this week to have a meeting with President Obama. Yeah. So, he's starting to show himself again. You know, I think you're right, Fred. He was, you know, ever since November 6th, we hadn't really seen anything from him. But here he popped up again today at Costco, of all places.
Yeah, I think Fred's on to something. He bought the watch for the new president, and he'll give him, like, a gift slip if he needs to return and go to Costco.
Yeah, right?
And, of course, he made the point, you know, to the reporters who were there that, you know, people who are shopping at Costco are going to be really hurt if we go off.
Yeah.
I can just see him presenting that watch as now.
On the holidays. So.
Presents the watch to this guy Nieto and says, "Now, of course, you'll have to adjust it for Mexican time."
Oh, man. All right, well, listen, it sounds like it's been a high-quality day for you.
Yeah, listen, I hope you have a better day tomorrow. I understand Michelle's going out to the garden.
Well, I'll be in the shrubbery.
Okay. Very interesting.
See you later, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
So long.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter, 447, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.